And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of September, 2025. The third week in September is Farmed Animal Awareness Week. This week aims to mobilize consumers to demand more humane animal farming practices. While raising the welfare standards for farmed animals is a noble goal, it is a bit like advocating for more humane slavery or more ethical apartheid or high welfare child abuse. There really isn't an ethical way to participate in these practices. This week is a great reminder that all animals have a right to live out their natural lives without humans exploiting their bodies. To truly reduce suffering on this planet, live vegan. The release of The End of Meat was on this day in 2017. This feature documentary explores the idea of a post-meat world. It includes interviews with philosophers, scientists, artists, and activists who offer their insight and progressive ideas about the role of animals in our society. Although evidence of meat consumption's negative impact on the planet and on human health continues to stack up, humanity's love affair with hamburgers, steaks, nuggets, and chops just doesn't seem to end. In Germany, home of bratwurst and schnitzel, meat is an integral part of the diet. That is, until a few years ago, when perceptions somewhat evolved. Health concerns and meat scandals led to public debate about the ethical implications of meat consumption and the rise of plant-based diets. Meat producers launched their own vegan products. 100% vegan supermarkets opened, and almost every food manufacturer was adding and labeling vegan options. Is this the beginning of the end of meat? Are we approaching a turning point in the human-animal relationship? In The End of Meat, filmmaker Mark Purcell embarks on a journey to discover what effect a post-meat world would have on the environment, the animals, and ourselves. He talks to pioneers leading the vegan movement in Germany, visits the first fully vegetarian city in India, witnesses rescued farmed animals enjoying their newly found freedom, observes future food innovators harvesting quote-unquote bacon from the ocean, and much more. The End of Meat documentary reveals the hidden impact of meat consumption, explores the opportunities and benefits of a shift to a more compassionate diet, and raises critical questions about the future role of animals in our society. The Triangle Veg Fest is today from 12 to 5 p.m. at Durham Central Park in Durham, North Carolina. The Triangle Veg Fest is sponsored by the Piedmont Farmed Animal Refuge. This event is for you if you're curious about a plant-based diet, you're a foodie craving what's fresh and new, you're looking for a fun and family-friendly thing to do, you want to be more health conscious and fit, you want to help support the community's small businesses, you care about the planet, you enjoy a live DJ and vegan beer, or you want to help the animals. See you there, rain or shine. Find the link for more information in today's show notes. And here is a meditation for the well-being of the world. Make yourself a little more comfortable. Become aware of the breath in the body. Let the tension in the body go. We seek to create a world in which the well-being of animals is always considered in any human endeavor. We seek to create a world in which the well-being of the planet, of humans, and of non-human animals matters more than the profit of corporations. We seek to create a world wherein harmful traditions are set down and sustainable and life-giving traditions are taken up. We seek to create a world in which no animals are bred for human use. We seek to create a more responsible, kind-hearted, loving world for all beings. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that today is the right day to create a better world for animals.